Hey mama, you're listening to the Supernatural Childbirth Mamas podcast. This is a place where we want to encourage you, edify you by bringing together moms who have experienced a supernatural childbirth. All of us got our journey on this started by reading a book called Supernatural Childbirth by Jackie Mize. It was a book written in the 1980s, but it is still impacting moms today. The fact that we are no longer under the curse of the law because of Jesus Christ, we're under the blessings of the law. So one of those curses was pain in childbirth, and we can be free from that. So us moms have come together. We've believed for that in our own births. We're bringing other moms in so you can hear those stories and hear those testimonies and be encouraged. That's why we're here. If you have a similar story, reach out to us. We would love to have you on the podcast. We also have a Facebook group. Be sure to search in groups for Supernatural Childbirth Mamas. We're there. It's a community of hundreds of women who are there to encourage each other, lift each other up, pray for each other. It's been amazing getting to know all of you. In the future, we're hoping to have more small group settings of either trainings in faith and trainings as for being a mom, or just group settings where we pray together. We're working towards that, and we're looking for leaders. If you have it in your heart to lead other women in this way, let us know. Reach out to us. If you search in the Facebook group, there's actually a form to fill out. So can't wait to dive into today's podcast. Hey, Supernatural Mamas. I'm Libby, and today I'm going to talk about how to prepare for a supernatural labor, delivery, and postpartum. And I've come up with some ways just that have really helped me, kind of like a blueprint on things that I default to when I'm just not feeling it. And I wish I would have had something that like this with my first birth when I was believing for a supernatural childbirth, and I wasn't really sure where to start. So I'm going to start with introducing myself. I'm Libby. I'm a mom of three boys, 12, 4, and 2.5. And I'm also currently pregnant with my fourth baby. I'm 24 weeks along and super excited. And honestly, this time has been really hard believing for a supernatural childbirth. I had a really hard first trimester with this baby. And because of that, I feel like the enemy really wanted to just kind of take my hope, but I feel like God has restored that, and here are some ways that were really helpful to me in preparing. So I'm also a doula, and I'm so thankful I've got to like experience birth kind of in a different sense, because I'm able to really watch and be a part of it without actually being experiencing it. And I love birth. I think birth is like the coolest thing ever that God created. And so yes, let's go ahead and start. So one question I wanted to really hit on or highlight was, when do I start preparing for childbirth? When do I start preparing for a supernatural labor and delivery? Do I do it right when I get pregnant? Do I do it before I get pregnant? Do I do it, you know, not till the very last trimester of pregnancy? So I want to say that it's never too early or too late to start preparing for supernatural childbirth. With my second birth, my second pregnancy, I didn't actually even know about supernatural childbirth or really what the Word of God said about birth until I was close to the end of pregnancy. I was about 36 or 37 weeks pregnant, and I went on to have an amazing non-medicated supernatural water birth, and it was just incredible. And but I also know women that start preparing before they even get pregnant, so I really don't think that there's any, you know, it's never too late. It's also never too early, I think, you know, to know about birth, to educate yourself, to start believing for the things that God has for you before. So how do we start preparing? So I'm going to go. I have about 11 things, and I'm going to talk about each one of those. So number one, and I feel like this is the most important one. That's why I put it at the very top. It's fill yourself with the Word of God daily. Renew your mind daily. Take every thought captive. Start believing the Word of God over the word of others or opinions or, the voice of the enemy. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." So that we see in the Bible, it says that the word of God is a living thing. It's alive. It's active. We need to be filling ourselves with it daily. Not just when we're pregnant, this is all the time, but you know, sometimes we can't decipher like what God is really saying versus what the world is saying. So that's why we need the word, so that we know the truth, that we're walking in the truth. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5 says the weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have the divine power to demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the word of God. And we take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. And I want to highlight that part because oftentimes our feelings and our emotions and what others say and even what doctors might say feels like the truth. But we have to take those thoughts captive. We have to take that those things that others are saying captive and make them obedient to really what God is saying and believe that over anything else. Matthew 4:4 says, "And Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." So the word of God is so important. And this isn't just the spoken word in the Bible, but it's the spoken word to you personally. Like, what is God saying to you about your birth? And then if somebody says something that's contrary to that, you know, taking that with a grain of salt, and really believing what God says over somebody else's opinion, over your feelings, over your emotions. And trust me, I know that is really hard to do. But it's helped me so much just being in the Word, going back to the Word of God when there's something said that doesn't line up. A great source that I use almost daily because it's that good is called Childbirth in the Glory by Janet Mills. And you can find this in book form, on audiobook, on YouTube. I listen to it on Spotify, but it's basically just a recording of a woman speaking the word of God over you, over your body, over your baby, and just filling yourself with that is so helpful. So number two, pray. Build your personal relationship with God. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-17 says, "Rejoice, always pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of Christ Jesus for you." And Ephesians 6:18 says, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the Lord's people." So it's God's command that we do pray, that, you know, this grows our personal relationship with God. Sometimes it's easier just to run to other people or run to other things. But I feel like having that really personal relationship with Jesus and praying and, you know, rather than worrying, going to him first before you go to anybody else, that's going to build your faith and just build your relationship with him. So number three, this is take care of your body, exercise. It's like training for birth. So, you know, just like in any situation, we are made, you know, we have a mind, we live in a body, we have a soul. We have to take care of our bodies. I think, you know, having faith is one thing and having faith is amazing, but we also have to take care of our physical bodies for birth. and educate yourself on, you know, the process of birth. And a lot of times that eliminates fear, because when you start to learn about how your body works, when you start to understand the process of birth, you understand that God created us so incredibly perfect, that there's really no fear about giving birth. So as much as we can, you know, eat a good diet, get outside, feed your soul with good things that are pleasing to God. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, so we have to treat it that way. Training for birth, too, a lot of times when I talk to my clients, especially first-time moms, I'm like, you're training for a marathon, okay? I've never seen somebody try to run a marathon without training. That would be disastrous. You would not finish it. You probably wouldn't even get, you know, a quarter of the way through. So training for birth, really, it is training your body as well, and making sure that, you know, you're giving yourself the best, you know, chance at being able to have a supernatural childbirth, and just having a great birth in general, just taking care of your body. So practice breathing techniques, practice birthing positions, practice getting into a quiet place. And I do this like in the shower. I'll practice breathing. You know, I'll get on my birth ball, or just get into a place where I'll turn my music on and just kind of worship and just get in a quiet place. And I do this even while I'm walking. I try to take walks outside, and as a busy mom, sometimes that's the only exercise I can get, and that's okay. But yeah, getting outside and just breathing, and, you know, practicing everything that you can related to birth. So some great sources for that are Bridget Taylor on YouTube, and her channel is called Built to Birth, and she just has some great resources telling you, you know, educating you on birth itself, on ways that you can breathe, on different birthing positions, on things that can help the baby be in a good position for birth. So all of these are really, really great things to know. Another great source is called Mama Natural, and the founder's name is Genevieve Holland, and you can find her on YouTube as well as her website, mamanatural.com. And there's also something called Spinning Babies, if you've heard of that. That's another online website where it shows you different positions that you can help, you know, get your baby in the optimal position for birth as well. There's also some great books out there that can help you understand the process of birth. My favorites are Home Birth on Your Own Terms by Heather Baker, and Ina May's Guide to Childbirth by Ina May Gaskin. And I will go ahead and put this out there that I don't think, by reading the books, I don't know that either of them are believers. I would kind of guess that maybe they're not. And so take, you know, they might have some other spiritual stuff in there that you might want to leave out. But as far as like the talking about the process of birth and different ways that are helpful, for labor, things like that, I would definitely read that, educate yourself as much as you can on the process, because as you do that, as you get a better understanding of how birth works, you start to trust your body. And really, like, God wants us to be able to trust our bodies, because He designed us for birth. So it's truly incredible. Number four is practice. And that kind of plays off number three, but, you know, practice getting into the presence of God, practice breathing, practice getting into a quiet place. I know that's hard to do, especially if you're a mom, but you will not regret getting into that place, because when labor does come, you know, you're already going to understand, okay, this is how I get to that place. If you're constantly like overstimulated and constantly busy, and you know, it's really hard to, when labor hits, to come to a place of rest. And yeah, so I just want to say practice. Psalm 104 says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name." So praise, worship, give thanks, breathe. Those are all great things to practice. If you're not doing it now, you should start. You can even do this with your kids. If you have other kids, you know, turn on a worship song and go dance in your living room or sit on your yoga ball or, yoga ball, birthing ball, whatever you call it. You know, just get into that place of praising God and, you know, just kind of like throwing everything off that the world has for you and just kind of getting into that place of quiet and, yeah, his presence. So number 5 is, I know this might sound a little harsh, so forewarning, but I believe that this truly, truly matters. Remove every person or thing that is a negative source speaking into your pregnancy or birth, and stop giving people real estate in your life. So don't let others be a source of discouragement to you. And I know this is maybe a controversial subject, because maybe some people that are a negative source to you might be even family. It might even be your husband. It might be your best friend. You know, it might be somebody that you feel really close to. And, you know, I'm not saying go and remove them and don't be their friend or don't talk to them. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that, you know, if these people have a say in your life and they're speaking, you know, words of discouragement over you, that really, really affects you and affects your spirit, especially during pregnancy when you are standing on God's word, when you are believing for a supernatural childbirth, that can be really, really discouraging. So get to a place where you can take what they say and, you know, let it roll off you, you know, kind of like water on a duck's back, like just what they're saying to you. Don't let it have real estate in your life, and don't let it get to a place where it discourages you. Proverbs 13:20 says, "Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm." So surround yourself with people that encourage you and that will believe with you for a supernatural childbirth. With my first supernatural childbirth that I was believing for, my husband wasn't even standing with me in faith. He wasn't even a believer at the time. And so I had my mom and my sister were the only two people I could talk to. And I was so grateful for them. They had never heard of supernatural childbirth or believing that way. So it was really a miracle that they stood with me and believed with me for that. But they did, and I'm so thankful for that. So I want to say, don't be discouraged if maybe there's only one person you can talk about that with. If you don't have anyone, ask the Holy Spirit to bring those people to you. This is also why we have supernatural childbirth mamas, to encourage each other, to build each other up. And I would encourage you too, that if you need prayer, if you need someone, you know, reach out to one of the leaders, reach out to someone you might feel connected with that can stand with you and believe with you. That's what we're here for. All right. So number 6 is, get rid of fear. Fear, can be debilitating in pregnancy and birth. And, I know that fear can feel so powerful. But it's a lie. It's straight from the pit of hell. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind." And we know that perfect love casts out all fear. So what are some ways that we can get rid of fear? Number 1 is pray and ask God to deliver you from it. Fear is a spirit. It's a spirit of fear. And kind of recognizing it in that way, it doesn't belong to you. You know, God does not give us a spirit of fear. So it is a spirit, and it's something that we don't have to agree with. So praying and asking God to deliver you from it. You can tell it to leave. Like, you have the authority. Christ has given us the authority through him to tell fear to go in Jesus' name. So if you are having thoughts of fear, If it feels overwhelming to you, you can pray and just say out loud, in the name of Jesus, fear, you have to go. And then you just start to fill yourself with the word of God. So focus on what God says over the fear that you are feeling. Talk to another believer about it. Get them to pray with you. Don't fight it on your own. Sometimes when we get into a place of fear and discouragement, we tend to stay there because we don't talk about it. We don't open up to other believers. So I would say if there's somebody that you trust that can pray with you, that can help you, don't be embarrassed about having fear. Don't be embarrassed about feeling discouraged. We all experience it at some point in our walk. So that was number six. Number seven, start speaking life over your body, over your pregnancy, over your birth, and over your postpartum. Proverbs 18:20-21 says, from the fruit of our mouth, a person's stomach is filled. With the harvest of their lips, they are satisfied. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those that love it will eat its fruit. So we see in Proverbs that it says that there's life and death in the power of our tongue. When we speak, we're speaking out words of life, or we're speaking out words of death. And so we need to take what we say very seriously. So even if you don't feel great, even if you don't feel amazing, one thing that's really helped me, this time I feel like I've struggled a little bit more with like gaining weight and just not feeling as beautiful and, just feeling kind of frumpy and yeah, just not super great. But just start speaking over myself. You know what? No, I'm so thankful for this body that's growing life. I'm so beautiful in the way that God's made me. And, just start speaking the way that God speaks over you, over your body, and start believing it. Number eight is ask. Ask God for specific things and then believe that you have received them. Matthew 7:7-11 says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Ask God. Ask God for things, specific things, like if you're believing for a pain-free birth, ask God for that. If you're believing for a specific doctor, ask God for that. If you're believing God for finances to have a specific kind of birth, ask God. Nothing is too big for him. He's always faithful. He's always good. And he wants the best for you. And sometimes I think we just forget to ask, And I feel like as I've believed for more and more supernatural births, I've started to ask for more and more things because God has been faithful to give me them. And, I'm not saying that we get everything we ask for, or that things always come out good. There are times where we don't get everything, but he still is faithful. He's still a good God. He still has the best plans for you. So ask him. Some things that I asked for in my births were that I didn't want to tear, that I, wanted to have time, to find childcare for my kids and just make sure that they were well taken care of, that I could completely focus on the birth. And, I was also driving 1 hour and 20 minutes away. My husband worked 1 hour away from me at the time of my last birth. So my prayer was to kind of have a long early labor so that I knew I was in labor. I could prepare. I could get my kids to where they needed to go. My husband could come home at a decent time to get ready with me. And it was really incredible how God worked all that out. And so the things that I've asked for, I really have received. So ask God. Number nine, let God be a part of everything. So let the Holy Spirit guide you in every situation. I just want you to know, like, it is a daily walk with God. And sometimes it's easy to try to pick things up ourselves and try to take it on ourselves. And it's really not our job, you know, with finances, with finding the best provider for you, the best birth team, the best, you know, people to support you and be with you for your birth. Let God be a part of that. Ask Him to provide those people. Ask Him to provide the finances, because He will do it. He'll come through. He's always faithful. Number 10 is stop believing the lies. Stop it. One lie that I often come across is that your birth or your previous births weren't supernatural. And I just wanted to really highlight this because I think a lot of women get discouraged. They've had a birth and let's say things didn't go as planned. Maybe they had to have a C-section or they got an epidural or maybe their baby had NICU time or they had maybe issues postpartum. And I feel like the enemy can get us into a place of feeling like defeated, feeling like, oh, well, you see, you didn't have a supernatural birth because of this and this and this. Or, you know, I feel like that's a lie. All birth is supernatural. All birth is a miracle from God. Every birth, no matter how you experienced it, even if there was pain, even if you tore, you know, God was with you and God protected you. He protected your baby. So we have to remember that when the enemy comes after us to try to be like, oh, well, you know, you didn't have a supernatural birth the first time. So, you know, you can't have one again or, you know, maybe God's already given you a supernatural birth. So this time, you know, those are all lies. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him and who are called according to His purpose. So even if your situation didn't end up how you wanted it to, God is still going to use that. He's still going to use that for His good. And yeah, so just trust that God has a better plan. And sometimes we don't always see the big picture. So number 11, build your faith. Listen to testimonies. Listen to things that help you grow spiritually, whether they be teachings or testimonies or the word of God spoken over you. Some resources that I love and that I go to are Full Joy Mom. On YouTube, her name is Dawn Marie. That's her channel name is Full Joy Mom. And another one I love is called My Flourishing Fam, like short for family, F-A-M, on YouTube. And they're just short, like 15-minute teachings. There's actually a supernatural childbirth testimony on that channel. But I think the husband kind of took it over and he does like weekly teachings that it, like just are so good. And I listen to those. I also have a supernatural childbirth playlist on YouTube that I go to and I watch or listen to them when I feel like I just need to be filled with just, you know, a testimony. I just need that. I need to hear that. Revelation 12:1 says, they triumphed over Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And I truly believe that there is so much power in testimonies and just listening to what God has done for others, because God is no respecter of persons. What He does for someone else, He can do for you. And just start believing that. So I have hit on all 11 things. I'm going to make sure to post this with the podcast on our Supernatural Childbirth Mamas Facebook group so that you can go back to it and read over them if you need to. One thing I also wanted to talk about was sometimes we have a hard time, and I want to say this is a daily thing, okay? I've actually didn't really want to post this podcast because I thought, man, I'm just like unworthy. I don't have it together every day. But you know what? That's the beauty of it is God does. We don't have it together every day. Like some days I feel very discouraged. I don't feel like the things that I'm believing for are actually going to come to pass. But I recognize that that's a feeling that doesn't have control over me. You know, some days I have a bad attitude and I just, you know, God is so much bigger than that. So just recognize that it's a day-to-day thing. It's a daily thing that we give to God. It's a daily thing that we believe for. It's a daily thing that we have to ask for. So what if you are having a hard time believing for a supernatural childbirth? What if you're having a hard time with your faith, or you feel like your faith is so small? Well, there's good news. God is the author and perfecter of our faith. He's the one who gives us faith. So if you don't feel like you have enough or that you can't believe for this, ask God. Ask God to confirm it. Ask him to give you the faith to believe for it, and he will. Remember that having a supernatural childbirth is not based on your performance. It's not based on you getting up every day and making sure that you're in your word and praying. And like, if you don't believe for it one day, then, you know, it's not going to happen. Or, you know, these are all lies of the enemy to come against you. It's not based on your performance. If you yelled at your kids one day, that's not going to take away the gift of supernatural childbirth. You know, this is a gift, a free gift that was given to us through the shedding of his blood on the cross. So he died, you know, to heal our diseases, to set us free from pain. And we have to believe that. So just remove that lie that you have to somehow earn this, that you have to be good enough to receive this. That's not true. It's simply just holding fast to the promises that God has for us, because we're children of God. We can't earn it. We can just receive it. So Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." So yeah, believe the good things that God has for you. Just remove the way that the world thinks. It's, you know, it doesn't line up with the word of God. Some of my favorite scriptures on faith are Hebrews chapter 11 and Romans chapter 4. And I feel like I keep going back to those constantly. And it really just talks about God's faithfulness. Like, there's a scripture in Psalms where it says basically, like, get up in the morning thanking God and for his goodness, and like, go to bed praising him for his faithfulness. And I will have to find that scripture because I know I butchered that. But basically, like, remember God's faithfulness. And Hebrews 11 and Romans chapter 4 really just talks about, you know, how God has been faithful to Moses, to Abraham, to Gideon, to all these people in the Bible that were trusting him and that stood on his word over their circumstances. Like, even Sarah, believing what God said about having a baby when she was way past, you know, the years that she would be able to bear children, you know, and standing on God's word and receiving Isaac. And, you know, there's so many examples of how faithful God is if we stand on his word and we trust him. And I feel like it all goes back to trust. If you trust, if you have a picture of God that he is good, that he's trustworthy, that he's faithful, that he loves you, that's what we have to focus on. And so I encourage you, get to know the character of God, get to know who he is, because as you start to understand who he is and how much he loves you, it grows your faith. And it helps us just to understand that he is faithful. He always comes through on his promises, and so we can stand on them no matter what we're going through and what we're experiencing. So I hope this encouraged you. I apologize, my voice is a little raspy. I'm getting over a cough, so it probably didn't sound great, but I still hope it was encouraging, and I just wanted to share it the ways that are super helpful to me in preparing and believing for a supernatural birth, delivery, postpartum. So I just want to pray over everyone who is listening to this podcast. So Father, I just thank you for every mother to be that is listening to this podcast. I pray faith over them, Father. I pray the gift of faith over their lives right now, that they would start believing for the things that you have for them, that they would stand on the promises of your word. God, I come against all fear in the name of Jesus. I tell it to go. I come against every doubt, every place in their mind that feels like they can't believe for this, God. I pray that it would go in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would teach us, Lord, how to prepare. Teach us, God, the ways that you've designed our bodies to be perfectly and wonderfully made, to bring forth life, to give birth to babies, Father, that you've just designed us so perfectly. And I pray that we would stand on your word no matter what circumstances we go through, no matter what comes our way, God, that we would stand on your word in complete faith. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Bye, mamas.